Stani and Guru love press conference provocation.
I'm just about that action, boss.
We've got to be the dumbest team in America in terms of playing the game.
Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
Right, Mike, why are you in such a bad mood?
What do you care? If you were 2-7, you'd be in a bad mood, too.
I'll tell you to keep talking that and I hope you see me soon. You feel me? And then we're going to have a good little, nice little bowl of gumbo together.
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it.
Let's step up to the mic and ask, did you catch this around the NFL?
Well, not to kick a man when he's down, but I had to go listen to what turned out to be Robert Saleh's final press conference because, and I think everybody was feeling this way too, based on this answer to the first question in his loss in London, I don't think he expected to get fired this morning. Here's what he had to say.
It's early. We're fine.
Coach, what's your message to Jets fans who came into the season with so much hope gone in this offense and might be disappointed through these last couple of minutes?
It's early. We're 5 games in. Obviously, we'd like it to be a lot better, but it's early and we've got a long way to go.
I saw a report today that he was blindsided.
Man.
I believe it.
Evan, you're right.
I believe
the first thing he said was, it's early, and he wasn't wrong, but he was wrong. Man, I just feel bad for him, seriously. His unit, Stani, was 4th in the league in defense.
He's
that
the head
was his
coach,
specialty.
Okay. But he's the head
coach. And the Jets provided Aaron Rodgers with his hand-picked offensive coordinator, okay. And that's the unit that's playing sorry.
Okay. So you've decided in New York it's not Saleh's fault, it's the players. But I thought he didn't hold the players accountable.
Well,
Saleh. You really feel sorry for him?
I do.
Like, even though he still is getting paid?
When was the last time you seen a guy after a euphoric moment go to hug his coach and Aaron Rodgers put the... We knew then he was done. Like, who the hell
Wait,
are
we
you?
We knew
the,
Rodgers was
I mean,
done when he
Rodgers,
didn't...
I mean, Rodgers, and I know what you used to be, but you're not that now, and you're deflecting, and you just got this dude fired. But just think about that moment. Hey, and Robert had to answer those questions about were they cool? That was real. He is the ultimate Richard, Aaron Rodgers. And you won this... Kudos for you, but I do feel bad for Saleh, well, Stani.
And yet you ripped the Niners for not going out and getting Aaron Rodgers.
That was years ago.
Well, 5 years ago.
Well, yeah, talk to me, Evan. Yeah.
No, I listen. And
go ahead.
We got more sound to get into. Yeah. But the bottom line to me is this is why Kyle Shanahan didn't want a Tom Brady, an Aaron Rodgers. But go ahead.
Yeah. That was a good point.
I agree with you on this one. Yeah. The second one we have is from the Browns post 1-4 start. Couldn't get
we'll
a
see.
Word out of Deshaun Watson, but Myles Garrett I thought was pretty funny when asked about preseason expectations.
With the expectations that you probably have for this team coming into the season, how surprised are you to be in the situation you're in right
now? I mean, definitely wasn't on my bingo card for how we're going to start the season, but center doesn't change. Expectations don't change. No, just got to go get it. Get out the mud now.
That team's done.
Oh.
I can tell by that answer.
I mean, have you
They're
watched?
Done.
Their quarterback's done.
Ah.
And I told you and Evan Friday, I haven't seen a fall from grace from a pro athlete like this. I'm being real.
Yeah.
Since Tiger Woods and his personal business put him on Front Street and he felt like a phony or like, okay, everybody know, whatever. Mm. And I'm not judging. I felt like whatever happened with this massage gate, that's the only thing I could come up with. Stani, this dude couldn't hit the side of a barn. If Amari Cooper looks like he wants to cry every day. I'm all ball 9 yards
then
over his head.
Do me a favor.
Okay.
Then don't criticize Kyle Shanahan for not drafting him back in the day.
We can do to stop. Maybe he didn't have massage gate if he's
well,
out
first
here.
First of all, that second one has been wiped clean. That's been settled.
Yeah, that don't even, the
so
damage
he's
is done.
He's clean right
new
now.
You got new stuff, but boy, man, I'll give the Browns this, Evan and Stani. They have not thrown him under the bus at all. They're still saying the company line, we're in it together. But Stani, if you watch it, and he's running for his life, but still, he is awful.
All right.
By the way, Deshaun Watson, the only player in Week 5 with a worse completion percentage than Brock Purdy.
That's not true.
What do you mean?
Uh-oh.
That's not
sorry,
true.
Josh Allen. Josh Allen.
How
well, he's playing
concussed.
Because he was 9 for 30.
I'm Josh shocked Allen. Right now. Okay.
Maybe his expected completion percentage. I'm
Mr.
not sure.
Mr. Fantasy over here.
All right. The third one we have is from actually, well, this is from after the Cowboys game, but referring to what happened preceding the Cowboys game because there was a 90-minute rain delay.
Yeah.
And CeeDee Lamb was asked about, I don't know, what he did during the 90 minutes. Here's what he had to say.
What did you do for 90 minutes?
What do you mean, what I do for 90 minutes? Bro, I was chilling. I'm off my feet, listening to music, watching film.
Damn, CD. Whoa. He didn't ask your social security number, CD. He just asked what you... Dude, that was weird. 90 was? Minutes. That yeah, just the whole primetime
that
game?
That was the Sunday night game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Game finished like 1:30 in the morning Eastern.
That's not good for business.
No. CD a little testy, huh?
No, he was just laughing.
Give it to us one more time.
Yeah, no, this is good nature.
What you mean? What you do for 90 minutes?
What you mean, what I do for 90 minutes? Bro, I was chilling. I'm off my feet, listening to music, watching film.
It wasn't that bad of a question, CD.
See, that's the problem with CD.
Like, how did you pass
that
time?
You can't watch film and listen to music. You need to be attentive to the one.
I think he does both, but wow.
All right.
A little testy.
Alrighty.
And then the fourth one was from somewhat of a contentious interaction in the Broncos-Raiders game between Bo Nix and Sean Payton. Now, they won the game running away, but for anyone that was watching the broadcast, they had a disagreement on the sideline. And so Bo Nix was asked about what happened between Payton and him on the sideline after they beat the Raiders.
Bo, there was a very lively conversation with you and Sean Payton after that 45-yard incompletion there. What was going on there, and why were you so heated about it?
Yeah, well, he turned and looked at me and said, I love you, and I turned and said, I love you back.
That's a five. Dude, the media hates that right there, right?
They should hate that.
Dude, but tell us what really went into it.
I'll jump down the media's throat in a minute. Do we have Peyton's answer?
Oh, boy.
Peyton said we got to coach the Ferris Bueller out of him.
He did not say that.
He did. Hey,
wow.
By the way,
yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Me or us?
I'll just...
Because you got that energy like it's personal.
Wait, he said that?
Who?
What an a-hole. Sean Payton?
Did he say
that?
That's not cool, man.
His quarterback didn't throw him under the bus.
Man.
Hey.
And you did Russell Wilson. We saw what you did to him last year.
This is what I can't stand.
Sean Payton should go coach Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
This is where the media is just a joke. All right? 17 times a game, there are these things where guys get heated because that's the nature of the game.
Okay.
I'm a little weasel reporter. What happened with that little interaction? I'm a weasel reporter. It's like this happens 20 times a game. Now, on the flip side, the media completely missed the boat on, let's say, Draymond Green's punch. Oh, that happens all the time at practice. No, it doesn't. It happens once every seven years at practice.
That was a great pull. You got me on that one.
No, I didn't mean...
CD and Dak got into it Sunday night.
Thank you.
But they didn't... We don't know if it was just, this happens all the time. Half the reporters are saying that, and the other's like, oh, it was something lip reading.
Yeah, they won!
What if he comes out and says my coach is being a D-bag and I can't stand him?
See, he would be...
Then you got to make a decision.
He'd be fine,
Denver. Then you got to make a decision in Denver.
Well, then it's a good question.
I didn't like Sean Payton saying that. Because you're saying so much else.
Well, Nix is a rookie.
By the way, your boy from New England starting this Sunday.
May?
Yeah. No more.
He may do well.
Steinis early, late three.
Definitely wasn't on my bingo card.
Dude, wow.
By the way, do you know bingo? Did you know this about bingo? B-I-N-G-O. Like, any number between 1 and 15 is always going to be a B. Any number between 16 and 30 is always an I. Every number between 30, you see what I'm saying? Up to 75. So, like, you'll never have B44. Those don't exist.
Huh? Jason,
it would have to be. It would have to be.
I don't want to know
N44.
We'll see. Oh, boy.
You think I'm not getting letters from AARP right
Man.
Now?
Man.
You know it.
They tried to send me something.
I'm 3 weeks away from a regular bingo night. I'm telling you that right now.